Welcome to the Frictionless Innkeeper Podcast. Coming right up, fresh tips and insights from lodging professionals aimed at helping you improve your business. Our podcast is brought to you by the Frictionless Guest App, which helps improve your guest stay without adding more to your day. Learn how at frictionlessguest.com. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, Matt, what's going on?
Well, we have a new podcast here today with Chris Ulmer, CEO of ALP, as well as with Eric Spence, who's the conference planner and trade show coordinator at ALP. And they're talking about the upcoming 2022 ALP conference and marketplace.
That's right. Embalmer, hun.
That's right.
You know it. Yeah. A lot of great information about the ALP conference. This is the first official in-person ALP conference since the combining of Pi and AIHP, and Chris and Eric, who I've gotten to know quite well over the last couple of years from our involvement with ALP, are on top of things and have done a great job with, I think, the direction of ALP and this new conference. I think everybody's kind of chomping at the bit to get back in person. And of course, having, you know, being a Baltimorean myself, being close by, looking forward to everybody coming to Baltimore, and it should be great. So I think there's a boatload of information in what they talk about in terms of aspiring innkeepers, new innkeepers, existing innkeepers, allied partners, everything. They go through it all. And I think the conference is going to be awesome. So I'm really looking forward to it and looking forward to, I hope everybody listening is looking forward to hearing Chris and Eric talk about it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Perfect rundown, Steve. And we hope you enjoy this episode of the Frictionless Innkeeper podcast series with Chris Ulmer and Eric Spence of ALP. Okay. So Chris, Eric, and Steve, thanks for joining us today. How y'all doing?
Good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Well, let's go ahead and kick it off. And Chris, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about your history, your work, and really kind of who you are, your background.
All right. Well, thank you. I've been in the hospitality or lodging industry for a long time. And I started out as a bed and breakfast innkeeper, which I did for 10 years in central Wisconsin. And as most members of their state association tend to do, I volunteered for different positions like developing a standards program, membership, and so on. And at that time, the industry was really growing. So our WBBA member innkeeper said, we don't want to run an association. We need to hire somebody. So I got the job as executive director. And then in 2015, I got recruited by PIE, Professional Association of Innkeepers International, to lead that association. And then 5 years later, I became the CEO for ALP. So when I'm not working for the association, which is not too often, actually, I certainly, you know, love to bike, cross-country ski, and I'm very involved in shooting sports, and I also do a lot of coaching of youth programs, women's programs, and that type of thing. So that's what I'm up to.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate that background there. And Eric, yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself as well.
Oh, I've got years also. I've got about 35 years in hospitality. Worked my way up, went through Penn State for hotel and restaurant management. Coming out, spent many years in corporate America restaurants. And one thing led to another, following my wife's career around, and I landed in Missouri and spent about almost a decade, I guess, working at a bed and breakfast in Missouri. And the innkeepers there were highly involved with PIE. And at the time, PIE also needed a conference planner. And I was introduced to Chris and the board at PIE. They brought me on board, and 5 years later, we were excited for the merger and creation of ALP, and here we are.
Excellent. Good deal. And which, by the way, Chris, it's in terms of the shooting sports, I think when we were talking recently, I incorrectly said skeet shooting, and you said, no, I do trap shooting. Is that right?
Correct.
Just to clarify. Yeah.
Yes. And the difference between the two is with skeet, you always know where the target is coming from and going to, whereas with trap, it's a surprise. It can go any of five different directions.
So there's probably some shooting analogies that go along with you heading up ALP, I would imagine.
Yes. People tend to go in different directions.
You just never know what's going to come at you next and where it's coming from, right?
Good point.
Well, talk a little bit about ALP, if you would. If, you know, since, like you say, you've been heading things up, I get, well, talk about, I guess, PI and AIHP and how we got to where we are, right?
Certainly. Well, ALP, Association of Lodging Professionals, is the merger of the two national associations. PI had been around since the 80s, so obviously had quite a history with innkeepers, property owners, and that type of thing. And AIHP was formed later in 2015. We pretty quickly realized that both associations had a national base. We were serving the same population. We were doing this pretty much the same things as far as education goes. So why not merge and be efficient? So, you know, after a number of talks in January 2020, it became official. So the two associations became one, all the members were merged into one association. And by members, that would be, you know, the property owners, the allied partner businesses, the aspiring database, and so on. So basically, you know, we continue to serve independent lodging properties, and that's what we do.
Cool. Talk about, I guess, which, you know, when the official merger occurred and we had, well, I attended both the PI and AIHP events at the beginning of 2020. Then, of course, COVID hits, right? Like I'll mention to you later. So talk about, if you would, upcoming conference and trade show and the fact that this will be the first official in-person one, right?
Yeah, that's so true. You know, no association at any time, and certainly not a new one, needs a pandemic. So obviously anything like strategic planning or budgetary planning just flew out the window. We're pretty much in survival mode. I'm extremely grateful for the loyalty of our property owners and especially our allied partner businesses, because as you know, there was no industry hurt more severely than the lodging industry. And it seems odd that, you know, since we've been around for 2 years, we're looking at our first in-person conference. We did have a 2021 virtual conference, which just isn't the same as face-to-face. So we are looking so forward to seeing and working with the aspiring, the future lodging property owners and managers at our conference. We're so excited to see the current lodging professionals who, you know, we've seen for years. And then, of course, we're going to welcome many new ones. And then our allied partner, you know, businesses, you know, will be there, of course, too. So, and just to get back to the term lodging professionals, that really is pretty much as inclusive as we can get. We're talking about innkeepers of bed and breakfasts, small country inns, boutique hotels, vacation rentals, short-term rentals. And, you know, we know there are some really unique types of lodging properties coming up, like glamping, for example. And, you know, anybody who is interested in honing their business skills, providing great hospitality, are definitely invited to join.
So. Right. So, Eric, talk a little bit, if you would, about those, I guess, three core groups, because you're the guy that's ultimately responsible for the conference. That's your big deal, right? That's your one big gig of the year, right? So you've got the aspirings to deal with. You've got, you know, the current lodging professionals, which is, again, like what Chris was talking about, is it's not just a one thing deal anymore. There's a spectrum of different professionals and what they do for lodging purposes. And then, of course, there's also, like us with the Frictionless Guest app, you've got the ally partners. So yeah, talk about how it all comes together with the conference and the trade show.
Sure. Well, both associations have always had a strong core of education for the aspiring innkeepers and lodging professionals. So it was great when we merged, because now we had double the number of those aspiring. I mean, they really are interested in learning prior to making this investment of a lifetime, which it really is. I mean, they've been working so hard. They're ready to leave corporate America and sink everything they've saved into this new dream of owning their own property and, you know, opening their doors to guests. So bringing them in and combining forces as associations on that was phenomenal. Once COVID hit, we found the need because there was new innkeepers, new owners that had just purchased, walked right into COVID with a brand new property now, and they didn't know where they were going with it. So the virtual conference actually helped us out a little bit because it gave us the opportunity to test the waters, if you will, with a new owners conference. Those who have owned their property for up to a year and a half. When you purchase a property, there's certain things that you just want to get done, open your doors and get going. But then as you start to operate, you realize, oh, I wonder if this insurance is right for me. Maybe I'm looking at a new website now. Because there's just so many carryover things from the previous owners that you just want to leave in place. It's been working. But now that your name is hanging on the door or the sign on the road, it's time to start making some changes and making the place your own, creating your own little legacy. So we started this new property owners conference just to educate them on things that they can and how to go about it, changing it without interrupting the flow of their business that the previous owners have built up. Because sometimes people just don't like change. They like that comfort zone as a traveler, and they don't want to see these rocket star changes from one property to the next. So this is a great opportunity, and we're seeing a lot of registrations in that conference already. The other thing that we've started this year is the conference for the aspiring anyway has been at least 2 days, and that's it. We started with one, and then we realized, wow, there's a lot to learn. Then we opened it up to 2 days and we realized, wow, there's even more to learn. So what we've done is we've created a 3-day conference for them, whereas their education portion, their core education is on Saturday and Sunday, but we've also allowed them to stay on Monday now. That Monday gives them the opportunity to get into the marketplace and visit with all of our allied partners and exhibitors. It gives them the chance to network with those who have owned a property. And that's probably one of the most crucial is because now they have somebody to lean on. They have a mentor where they can just walk up to somebody and say, tell me what I should not be doing because you've experienced it already. And those networking opportunities are great. And what we found is we're on average right now about 70, 75%, Chris, that are staying for the full 5 days of the conference.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Saturday all the way through Wednesday. And that's great to see. That just shows true excitement. They really want to learn. This is an investment. Like I said, they're sinking their life earnings into a new business. And the small investment they're making to come to this conference compared to that overall cost, it pays back in dividends. It really does.
And might as well give the logistics. We'll give more at the end here. But logistically, we're talking, it starts February 5th, that Saturday, is that right? And goes all the way through Wednesday, February 9th of next year, right? Which is not that far away.
Right. So the new and aspiring conferences are side by side, actually right across the hall from one another, Saturday and Sunday. And they'll get a chance to network during lunch. They'll have lunch together. So we'll have those without a property getting a chance to talk to those who just opened their property. They'll work together on that. And then on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which will be the 7th through the 9th of February, is when we bring in all the Logic professionals that have owned their property for years and years, and they're there to stay ahead of the curve, especially post-COVID as we start seeing some light at the end of this tunnel. If you're not ahead of the game, there's going to be consequences in the end because there's many properties, hotels included, that are, you know, they have the money and resources to stay ahead of everybody else. And that's what we want to do is keep our properties, our members, in the loop and ahead of those big brand hotels.
Speaking of the big brand hotels, it's at Hilton, right? Yes. And it's in Baltimore.
It is. We have yet to find a bed. If there's a bed and breakfast out there big enough to hold the conference, we will be there.
Linda's B&B is not big enough. She's only got 6 rooms, I think, but yeah, she's walkable.
She is walkable. Yeah. So that's what we're stuck with, unfortunately, sometimes is we have to go to the big box stores, the whole conferences. But the Hilton was renovated just before COVID. It's a great property. It's got great views overlooking Camden Yards. Yeah. If you're a baseball fan, you could, if you stand on your tiptoes from the ballroom foyer, you can see home plate, I believe. You just have to look over the stadium wall. But it's a great view. It's a great property. It's walkable to Inner Harbor. February, I was looking last night. There was, we want to throw back to 2017 because I think you had 70s all week that first week of February. So we want to tap into those temperatures for that first week of February. So make it happen, Steve.
Yeah, it would be nice. Yeah, and full disclosure, I am a Baltimorean. My wife and I are lifelong Baltimoreans, and we're about 25 minutes from downtown. So that's why I'm throwing out all this, the details here. And I'm also helping out with the events, marketing and events, just for full disclosure. And I guess, well, let's talk about some of the educational stuff, and then we can talk about maybe some of the more fun social type stuff. Do y'all want to, whoever, you know, talk about sort of the conference? And, you know, if I'm thinking, maybe I'm on the fence, or maybe I've just heard about this and I didn't know for some reason, but if I'm either aspiring or an existing innkeeper, member or not of ALP, you know, what's in it for me? What do you all offer at the conference and the trade show? Let's talk about the more of the conference, the educational part first, if you would.
Well, Eric is going to know the specifics on our presenters. And for the most part, our presenters represent different companies that serve the lodging professional industry. So these are the individuals that develop the products, the services, and then the education to go along with them. So there's really no other opportunity that I can think of where you can meet face to face with these individuals and hear a really good, you know, presentation. So Eric, would you want to mention some specifics? And actually, before you do jump in, if you don't mind, I'll just mention our keynote presenter is Doug Kennedy. And we've had a number of conversations with him, and he really melds technology with the high touch approach. And that's what a lot of lodging professionals need, because they're managing a flow of guests through their property and they want to be personable, but, you know, again, manage it. And his keynote is called Get Your Team on a Quest for More Reservations and Sales. So who doesn't want more reservations? And it's encouraging any, you know, means that the guests contact to follow up with them. And then his breakout session is Tech for Touch, Approach to Harness Your Inn's Best Resources, and how to get started with the process of retargeting by guests, if you would like to do that, maximizing sales via textual communications. So again, mixing the personal touch with tech.
Hey, we're all about that.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
Well, this year's conference, we kind of dug deep into the volunteer world of ALP. We have some great volunteers. You know, not only are they giving it their guests, but they find the time to give back to the association and, you know, as far as their time and experience. And what we did this year was pretty unique. We started with our education committee, roughly about a dozen members at the time, back in April and May. And we just brainstormed, what do we think would make a good session? And we spent about 2 weeks filling out spreadsheets, just popping ideas out there. And then we kind of merged them down a little bit. And we also went out to the members and non-members through our newsletter. We have about 5,000-6,000 contacts in our newsletter. And we said, what kind of ideas do you have? So everybody just started throwing ideas in a hat. And once we merged everything down, we ended up with about 100 good ideas. And then we sent that all back out again in a survey. And we said, we just want to know three things about these sessions. And we were searching to rank them. We said, rank them as I would not attend this session, I would attend this session, or I would cut in line to get into the session. And that gave us, you know, a good basis of what our attendees wanted to learn at this conference. And from that, we chose our top 40, 45 sessions. And we just went from there. We searched out for, like Chris said, a lot of our exhibitors, they know this material. I'm not going to go to, let's say, somebody that sells amenities or robes or towels to talk about photography. We want our photographers talking about photography. We want the experts talking about it. But we're pretty straightforward to say we're not trying to sell products during our education. We want to educate. We want the background. We want the knowledge behind it. So somebody can go to these sessions. Let's just take something like ADA regulations. That's a pretty hot topic right now. And lawsuits and frivolous lawsuits with ADA on websites. They can take that education to go back to their own website provider and say, I learned this. Do I have this? Is this technology embedded in my website right now? Because I don't want to get sued. We're not necessarily having the person sell their website to say that we do all this kind of information. We make sure that you're safe. We want individuals to be able to make that, because there's so many different products and so many different services available that you can't just nail down one. Everybody's got different needs, different desires. But in that education, it was really great, because this is the first time that this is what the attendees wanted. This isn't just us randomly picking ideas out of a hat. This isn't the exhibitors coming and say, I want to talk about this, only to find out they just talked about that last week on a podcast. And it's just regurgitating. This is all brand new material.
Yeah, and I think it's really important, the point you made about the fact that, you know, a lot of the people talking, educating, that they're in the industry, vendors, whatever. But I think you all do a great job at, you know, really separating out the fact that, yeah, they've got the knowledge. They might want to sell something, but they've got the knowledge, and there's no sales going on during those presentations. It's all about dispersing that knowledge to whoever's attending. And, you know, you've got the trade show floor. That's what that's for. And so I think you all do a great job at totally separating those things. And, you know, the fact that, like, I'm going to be presenting, I know it's like, okay, I can't say anything about our product. And that's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be educating the people there, not trying to hawk your goods or whatever. Mm-hmm. So
I think one other concept that we're introducing this year that is almost a game changer. There's really two game changers. One is that we're going to be recording every session.
All right. Yeah.
Typically, when you go to a conference and you're looking at the program, you have to pick which one of the three or four sessions do I want to go to that are run at the same time. So you really only get a quarter of the conference when it's all said and done. This year, but it's only for those who pay and go to the conference in person, will have access to all of the videos from all of the sessions. So you can go home then, and, you know, the hopeful timeline is within a week or two to be able to upload these videos to YouTube through our private channel of ALP and make them accessible to conference attendees. Then they can go back and see what they had missed. They can get a hold of the speakers and, you know, they can engage with them about maybe some points that they didn't quite understand. So it's a great opportunity. So that's number one. And number two is we're using for the first time something called rain protection.
Oh, really?
Rain protection is an inability to attend insurance. We have a vast, strong presence in New England, down through Pennsylvania, and down in past Virginia. But February is not unheard of to see some snow, some ice, some nor'easters. And with this, if you can't get to the conference for something out of your control, a car breaks down, unfortunate death in the immediate family, airport delays, airport shutdowns, you will get your money back from the conference. They will handle all the refunds. It's all backed by Lloyd's of London. So it's a legitimate insurance policy. But we've also included the hotel stay as well. Hotel reservations are made through ALP. We will then transfer that reservation over to the Hilton. But if you can't make it to the conference, you get all your money back. You get your hotel stay money back. You get your conference registration money back. And it's all handled through rain protection. So that's something that really, it's been unheard of at any of our conferences in the past to have this ability. And it's really just a great peace of mind to know that, you know, hundreds or $1,000 that you're spending or investing at this conference can all come back to you if the snow comes off the Great Lakes and shuts down everything from Erie to Philly and all the way to New York City.
Yeah, that's cool. It's rain, sleet, and snow protection.
Yes.
And everything in between. Good. Okay, before we get off the education side of things, talk more about the human interaction part that we didn't get with last year's virtual conference. Maybe, Eric, you want to throw out a couple topics? I don't know if you've got the, I know there's like How many, you say 45 or there's like six, aren't there like 60 different breakouts or whatever?
Yeah, from start to finish, from Saturday through Wednesday, there's over 60 sessions. When you do the aspiring and the new innkeeping associate or new innkeeping and lodging professional conference, it's mind blowing. You know, that first weekend, we see so many deer eyes in a headlight after they walk in and get their certificate of completion for the aspiring. They thought they knew what they were getting into, but they come to realize really quick that there's a lot more to learn. You know, we get into, I think one of the key areas that everybody wants is marketing, whether it's digital marketing, whether it's social media marketing, whether it's, we have some sessions of leveraging public relations, because we're using innkeepers that have this experience of really, they have no social media presence. They don't do any pay-per-click on Google. But this particular innkeeper, she's got 4 or 5 properties and well-known and very successful. And it is all, you know, leveraging her business through news and having magazines come out and do articles about her properties. It's really interesting to hear her speak. Google is always changing their mind on what they want to do and making property owners jump through hoops on their websites. One of the biggest things they have now is their page experience. It used to be about page speed. And then it, you know, at some point in time, it was about security. And if you weren't secure, you were going to get flagged. Now it's all about page experience, being mobile friendly. And, you know, again, there's so many hoops to jump through. We've created through the education department, actually a 10-step kind of do-it-yourself marketing track within the marketing track. So there's a 10-step program that we're going through that if you want to take this on your own, or again, you can use it to kind of quiz your own website designers and your own marketing firms of, I just learned this. I want to, this all makes sense. Let's do this with my marketing schemes. It's great for property owners, but it's also going to be great. And Steve, this is great for you because we're gearing it. You can take out Main Street Bed and Breakfast and insert your own business name as an ally partner or vendor. Mm-hmm. And these concepts would still apply as far as the social, the online presence and SEO and understanding Google Analytics more, where your traffic and your website's coming from and how to calculate out your conversions, your return on investment for all your paid advertisements. It's really in depth. We'll talk about planning for the future and selling your property. We'll talk some food and beverage operations. What's newest? What are the newest trends in breakfasts? So controlling your food costs. It's really, really well thought out from our education committee putting this together.
Yeah. And I, you know, talking about the marketing, having been in the Wisconsin Bed and Breakfast Association gathering last week and Chris was there, you all had a booth. I got some exposure, you know, to some of those topics you were talking about with, I guess, Scott with Think Reservations and Nathan with ResNexus and Janice with B&B Finder. Yeah, I mean, just some of that information is just so helpful. And I found it insightful, you know, because we always want to understand the innkeeper's challenges. And but you're right. I mean, definitely some parallels to any business, really, I think. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, very cool. Okay. So what about the social stuff? What, you know, talk about, I mean, I just know from, I guess, our first one that we did trade show wise was AIHP 2019. Then we did both PI and AIHP 2020. So I haven't done a whole lot of these. We're relatively new, but, you know, my perspective or I guess, you know, first impression is that it's a family almost like atmosphere. You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of people know each other, but not necessarily. I certainly didn't know anybody the first time around, but it didn't seem to matter, which I thought was really cool. And I tried to attend stuff that I thought I, you know, presentations that I thought I'd be interested in that I wanted to learn about when I could, because of course, you know, I had to be at the trade show. But yeah, I mean, talk about, I guess, more of that, the social aspects and what it's like when you've got hundreds, right, of people gathering here. And whether it's, you know, once they're done the education side and they're going to lunch or going to the trade show floor or whatever, what how does it all transpire here?
Well, if I could mention a few things, we certainly know that education doesn't only take place in the classroom. You know, like you mentioned, the social aspect, the networking aspect is huge. And it seems like people just find the people that they need to find and chat with. They might have heard a comment, you know, in a classroom session, sought that person out, or during a meal, you know, saw where their home base was on their name badge, so chatting there. You know, we certainly see the marketplace as a great social activity because, quite truthfully, where else can you meet all the individuals, the businesses that, you know, have developed the products or the services that you are going to use in your business? And, you know, when we talk, Eric talked a little bit about the marketing companies and all that's involved in marketing your property. Anybody, almost probably, can do, you know, a do-it-yourself website, and it can be pretty. But let's face it, what's under the hood is sorely lacking. And, you know, at our trade show marketplace, in our membership, are the experts who can put, you know, what needs to be under the hood for SEO. They can provide all the tools for visibility, comply with what hoops Google wants you to jump through, and so on. And, you know, that pairs along with the photographers who are going to, you know, provide the best images. You know, we all have a cell phone. We all can take a picture. Those pictures don't necessarily belong on the hero image of your website. You know, I've seen it, but it's not always a great experience. And in order to make your website work and your business to flourish, property management systems, you know, they, you know, display the rooms, the events, the packages that you have so that guests can visit, you know, the website, make a reservation. They connect with the OTAs, you know, manage your channels, so to speak, anything that the owner chooses, you know, to do. We have great sessions on revenue management, how to adjust your prices depending on how rooms or events are booking or what's going on, you know, in your location. So you're just not going to get, you know, this information anywhere else. And Eric did mention the consultants that, you know, are our faculty for the aspiring session. These are realtors and, you know, business developers who specialize in property transfers. They can set set valuations for an inn. Is this a good property to base your business on, or, you know, does it have good potential, and so on? Insurance companies, you know, if you go to somebody down the street, they may or may not know what a lodging property needs. You may get overinsured or underinsured, you know, whereas the individuals who are members of ALP and may also attend the conference do have the answers to those questions. Guest amenities, many companies are at the marketplace. And, you know, again, where else can you, you know, feel the bed sheets, you know, toss on a fluffy robe, and not only see the products, but also realize what service level there is behind them. You know, and some of the guest amenity products, you can have an arrangement where you sell them to guests, you know, and make a little money for your gift shop that way. There are experts in stain removal because there will be stains, and you're just not going to get that at a big box store when you purchase, you know, your items there. So, you know, the individuals who are members of our association and attend the marketplace are going to interact with you and share their expertise. And you're just not going to get that, you know, off the rack or, again, at a big box store. So, you know, we're really pleased to be able to open up the marketplace to the aspiring individuals who are going to attend this, because they are going to be shopping in earnest for their future business partners.
Yeah, cool. Excellent. And yeah, in terms of like events outside of the educational stuff, we've got the, I guess Tuesday night's the big one. Is that right? With the dinner?
I mean, the first kind of event we have starts actually on Sunday night is our welcome reception. That starts at 5:30. It's going to be down in the lobby of the hotel. It's just a gathering. Welcome to the first ALP in-person conference. There's going to be hugs all over. Now, there will be masking. Baltimore's in a mask mandate for indoor events right now. unless you're actively drinking. So
right.
If you have the cup in your hand,
right.
Go ahead. But there's going to be a good time there. And we're going to have a lot of fun and excitedly see some new faces on Sunday night. Then on Monday morning, actually, is kind of the next event that was set up by the what I call the Baltimore crew. We have a a handful of people that are in that region around the Bay that have done a phenomenal job setting up, this conference experience. And Monday morning, part of our opening ceremonies, we're going to be talking. We have a storyteller that's going to give the history of the American flag. For those who don't know, it came out of Fort Meade, right down the road from Baltimore there. And after the storyteller presentation, we're going to be bringing in the United States Naval Academy band to actually perform the national anthem. If you've never experienced a military band performing the national anthem, it's incredibly moving. And we're just really looking forward to that. So they'll be coming across the harbor from Annapolis and entertaining us that morning.
They're going to sail up. They're sailing up, right?
Yeah, they'll sail up. They'll bring the aircraft. They're going to bring the aircraft carrier right across, right underneath the bridge just for us.
I was hoping for a Clipper. I was hoping for a Baltimore Clipper ship, but that's okay.
And they'll fly the F-15s right overhead, too. Wouldn't that be nice? Everybody run outside. We have the Blue Angels outside. That would be interesting. But then on Tuesday night, like you mentioned, Steve, that's our big offsite event. It's a Taste of Baltimore. We're going to be taking everybody in tour coaches. We brought the big boy buses in, and they'll pick up our attendees. That it is a separate ticket. It is a paid event. It's $50 per attendee. But with that $50, gets you an open bar, appetizers prior to dinner. That'll be at the American Visionary Arts Museum, which I got the visit for the first time on Monday, this past Monday.
It's an awesome place. Yeah.
It's pretty incredible to walk in, and there's some really neat stuff to look at there. It's going to be a good time. So we'll arrive there about 6:30, have some cocktails, have some hors d'oeuvres, and then about 7:30, we'll head upstairs to the third floor. It's got some great, great views of the city on the third floor. We'll have a big buffet dinner. They have this monstrous wall. It's got to be 200 feet long.
Yeah.
Made up of nothing but the wood from old whiskey barrels, because the museum actually was a distillery at some point, correct?
Yeah, it's the building right next to the museum. I guess you got the main museum, and this is kind of the auxiliary building or something. But it's, really cool. Yep. Exposed brick and all that. Yeah.
It's a great space, and looking forward to that. We have some local entertainment. We have a local one-man band. We'll be playing downstairs when we arrive, and then we have a trio who will be playing upstairs for some background music during dinner. All of this, just want to, kind of throw a shout out to Think Reservations, who is in part sponsoring this event. So thank you to Think Reservations for this night and Taste of Baltimore. Wow, every time I look at that menu, I'm just kind of like pit beef sliders, oyster bar. It's a great menu. We're looking forward to it. And we have when you arrive, they're going to be servers and bartenders there just kind of waiting for you to hand you a drink. We're going to have some wine and some beer and kind of the official drink of Baltimore, if you will, for Preakness, even though we're a little early for Preakness. We'll be on the Black Eyed Susan. So you can walk in the door and just grab a Black Eyed Susan off of one of the server trays and really feel like you're in Baltimore.
Yeah, it should be awesome.
Then we take everybody back to the hotel.
Yeah, that's right. We don't have to stagger back. We can take the bus.
Just take the bus. Load up
the bus and leave the driving to us, was the old saying for the Baltimore buses. Okay, so I guess maybe let's wrap up by talking about, in case whoever's listening doesn't know how to find out more, how would they do that?
Okay, well, go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead. Yeah, they can certainly visit the website, alplodging.com. And see, how to register, look at the schedules and so on. And registration is open. And there are a number of choices, depending on whether the individual wants to attend the aspiring, the sessions for new innkeepers, the sessions for current innkeepers, the extra events and so on. So it's all there online. And as Eric mentioned, the registration and the lodging at the Hilton Hotel is covered by a comprehensive insurance policy, rain protection.
Awesome. Okay. Eric, anything else you want to add?
I just want to kind of throw in there how accessible Baltimore is. I've been eyeing Baltimore to hold the conference there for a number of years because it really is. If you Google it out, now I'm sure traffic makes a difference, but according to Google, who runs the world right now, you can get to Baltimore in 8 hours from Maine all the way down to South Carolina and as far west out as Cincinnati. It covers a huge swath up and down the East Coast that it's very drivable in one day. We have a carpooling Facebook group if you want to kind of save on gas, because I know gas is a little up there right now. Maybe find somebody with a big vehicle that's going in the same direction. That's no problem. And yeah, if anybody has any questions, please, you know, again, look at our new website. It's aoplodging.com. And if you have any questions for me, you can reach me at conference@aoplodging.org. The .com is our newest website, and our emails end in .org.
Right. Great. Okay. Matt, you want to lead us out of here?
Sure thing. Yeah, great interview today. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Frictionless Innkeeper podcast interview with Chris Ulmer, who's the CEO of the Association of Lodging Professionals, as well as Eric Spence, who's the conference planner and trade show coordinator at ALP. And as you heard, both of these executives discussed the upcoming 2022 ALP Conference and Marketplace, which is taking place on February 5th through the 7th at the Hilton Baltimore Inn Harbor. And to learn more about this conference, please check out alplodging.com. And Chris, Eric, and Steve, thank you so much for your time today.
This was great fun. We appreciated the opportunity. We're so excited to see everybody.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
All right. Good deal. Great. Thank you, Chris. Thanks, Eric. Really appreciate it. And just to clarify on the dates, it's this 5th through the 9th. The 5th through the 7th is the aspiring, Matt. 5th wow. through the 9th. So it's that Saturday through Wednesday. Okay?
Got it. Sorry about that. 5th
through the 9th. All right. Just wanted to clarify. All right. Thanks, everybody. All right. Take care.